She very interestingly suggested that the loved person, the neutral person, the difficult person live within ourselves. In other words, we can be all those people to each other, to ourselves, right? From time to time. There are parts of us that we are that we easily and readily accept. Maybe we even feel happy about, and I mean, pride is not a good word, but we feel some sort of contentment, some sort of ease around certain qualities we have, I hope. If we can't think of any at all, then perhaps we can think of some that our friends see in us, or perhaps we can think of the very fact that you're here to meditate and your intention to practice loving kindness is already something very beautiful, very noble, and worthy of praise, worthy of respect by the wise. And there might be other parts of us that we're kind of neutral about. Maybe we don't even really notice. We think, yeah, it's normal to be kind of decent with people or kind of fair or have pretty nice principles most of the time. Or there are other things that we just think, yeah, we kind of tend to overlook neutral kind of qualities, maybe things that could tip either way. Sometimes we're in a sort of blankish mood. Or maybe we're sometimes not necessarily overtly supportive, but not critical either. We just tend to kind of hang in the middle and try to stay out of trouble. That kind of thing might be a neutral quality in our mind. Or we might just not feel very much about ourselves at all, perhaps not particularly friendly. Perhaps we don't have a lot of self-aversion sometimes, right? It's not going to be one or the other. And lastly, there are parts of ourselves that we identify with that we don't like and that we treat as enemies. Maybe it's the inner critic that you've adopted and believe is you. Maybe it's the way we get irritated when other people don't do what we expect. Maybe there's just something we find annoying about ourselves. Maybe we're always late or we kind of are not a good cook or something. Maybe it's worse than that. Maybe you are quick to anger and you berate yourself afterwards. Whatever it is, but I think for the purpose of today, it's good to find something that you do identify with as part of yourself. Because metta can help to soften the sense of self and to soften our attitude towards these qualities that arise for all of us from time to time. The good as well as the so-called unwanted qualities or afflictive qualities that cause us suffering. So all of us have all of this going on. And yeah, I thought it might be interesting to look at that and to send metta to those parts of ourselves today. So treating ourselves as these different objects, if you like, or different recipients, sounds much nicer, of our own loving kindness, at least our own benevolent thoughts. So we'll see how we go. And if it's already difficult for you to relate to yourself as a friend and to relate to the parts of yourself that are fairly neutral, maybe don't go on to the difficult today, or we'll just touch into it very briefly. Because sometimes that's just a bit challenging all in one sitting, and it's something that we can work with over time. So just as in regular meditation, when we're adopting a loved person or a benefactor, a neutral person, and a person we find difficult. Remember, this is not the person, this is our relationship to them. So the categories change. But just as we don't go straight to the difficult person, here we won't go straight to the difficult part of ourselves. We first have to build the loving kindness towards something that is easy to feel friendliness towards. Okay. So, does that sound good? We'll give it a go. And as usual in the meditation, if it's just not working or you're feeling like you're making too much effort or you're worried about getting it right, please just stand back, relax, and just be content to practice with a kind attitude towards whatever arises. Okay? Don't feel you have to somehow generate or fabricate feelings of loving kindness. That's not the point. The point is to develop intentions of loving kindness towards whatever arises in ourselves from time to time. And sometimes you might want to just stop the actual phrasing or whatever method we use and just feel your body, feel the sensations, the emotions, the moods in your body and mind, and just develop a kind attitude towards it. See if you can soften towards it. Okay. Does that sound good? Any questions? No questions. Okay. For the people in the room at the end, we'll also have some questions in my room, that is. If you want to say anything at the end, you can raise your hand and I'll come to you. So we'll have a few minutes at the end. We'll meditate for probably 35, 40 minutes. Okay. So please make yourself comfortable as far as you possibly can. Inna and Jeff look great, seated against their sofa, looks really nice. Some of us are on sofas here. You might wish to sit on a chair or even stretch your limbs, lie down. My little 13-year-old, not so little, niece was here. She's very tall, actually. And we did a very short meditation, but she laid down for the last 5 minutes and she really chilled out. So she didn't go to sleep either. So please ask your body what it needs. So just gently closing your eyes and taking the impressions of being together inside yourself, if it's supportive for you, the sense of having spiritual friends around you. And also a sense of seclusion within yourself. So that with your eyes closed, you can start to feel into your inner world and yet know that you're with good spiritual friends who are supporting your practice by practicing with you. And you're one of those spiritual friends for other people in this room, every one of you. Whatever you think of yourself or your practice, you are lending your support. So just turning within with a sense of friendliness and appreciation towards your body, first of all. Noticing any feelings in your body. And particularly taking time over areas of the body that may feel tense or tight. There might be twinges, pain, burning sensations. If you have gastritis like me, we don't have to hone in on those places, but just include them with a sense of friendship. Recognizing that your body's working hard to serve you. And it's functioning on the whole pretty well. So just establishing that sense of friendship and gratitude as you gently allow your awareness to soak through your body from the top of the head, across the forehead and eyes, face and jaw. Intentionally loosening any areas you're holding a little bit tightly. And letting this kind awareness suffused with friendliness soak through your shoulders, down your arms, to each and every finger and fingertip. Don't worry if there are blockages or places with no particular sensation, just gently, lightly, allow your awareness to flow. Picking up whatever sensations are available right now. And moving down your neck, down into the chest, right to the armpits, down the rib cage to the sides of the ribs. Perhaps your awareness soaks right through the middle of your torso, through the organs inside. Just see. See what feels natural for you. Coming to your belly. Just picking up any sensations you notice right now in the belly area. Right down to your hips, hip sockets, and lower parts of the body. Moving down your back, from the back of the neck across the shoulder blades, leaving no area untouched by this kind awareness, giving your body permission to really fully relax. Moving into the lower back and down to the buttocks. Just receiving any feelings you notice at the seat of the trunk, the weight-bearing areas of the body. Feeling grounded. And perhaps, for me, the wish to just stretch upward also. So there's a sense of being grounded yet alert. And spreading this awareness, allowing it to flow down your thighs, through the muscles, all the way to the knees. Maybe spending a little time exploring the knees, checking they're not bent too tightly or under any strain. You can still adjust at this time, but any time that you really need to, just do it kindly with compassion for your body. Staying in touch with the feelings in the knees and spreading this awareness down the shins and the calves, all the way through the feet, the heels, the soles, the toes, and the bridge of the foot. Perhaps you can notice feelings at the end of each of your toes. Keeping the mind loose and relaxed. And just getting a sense of the whole body sitting or lying, leaning. And notice if there's anything more you can do physically or through the way you observe to relax your body some more, to allow those last tensions just to soften that little bit more. And accepting that whatever state of relaxation you're in right now, this is good enough. This is perfect for our purposes right now. Just allowing any aches or pains, residual tiredness, tensions to be there. And treating them with care. So you feel you're wrapped up in kindness. As though wrapped in a cozy blanket, a soft, fleecy blanket of care. And if you wish to continue this way, that's perfectly fine. Or for those who wish, I'd like to invite you to just bring up a sense or an image of yourself when you're happy, when you feel you're doing your best, Perhaps you're being generous or kind to another person or to yourself. Perhaps there's some quality that you really appreciate in yourself or that others appreciate in you. Perhaps your reliability, your honesty. Your willingness to admit your mistakes. Maybe courage, maybe kindness, gratitude, love. And just see if you can connect to these qualities within you. Getting a sense of how it feels to be kind or to be courageous. To have basically good intentions. And imagine looking into your own eyes or taking your own hand. And just wishing yourself well, genuinely. You can use phrases of loving kindness that express that wish that you have for your own happiness. Simple phrases, maybe, may I be happy. May I be free. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. If there are phrases you've used before and that resonate for you, you can use them, or you can just check in to what feels best for you right now. Maybe just a single phrase, such as, may I be happy. May I be content. Listen to the resonance of the phrase, the effect of that wish in your own heart, staying connected to your body and any feelings that arise. Before saying the phrase again. And just notice how often it's helpful to repeat this phrase. Sometimes if the mind is busy, you may want to close the gap between each phrase, or if the mind is fairly peaceful, you can pause for a little longer, but keep on wishing yourself well. Inclining the mind towards those feelings of loving kindness that are gently growing in your heart. All you need to do is plant the seeds, and the flowers will bloom in time, in their own time. allowing yourself to enjoy the process, the very idea of wishing yourself well. Just for the heck of it. For the fun of it. Without expecting anything in return. Connected to the goodness in your heart. Qualities you admire and appreciate. And if at any time it feels as though you're making too much effort, just relax and trust the power of these intentions is enough. If you feel you want to continue to send metta to those parts of yourself, that version of yourself that is easy to feel feelings of friendliness towards, then please continue. Allow yourself to be resourced, to feel nourished, to feel good about yourself. Or if you wish, you can connect with something about yourself that you're kind of neutral about. Maybe the humdrum everyday you going about your routine. Not particularly happy or sad. Maybe the part of you that doesn't necessarily feel very much, or that's a little bit vague in your mind. Or the part that you tend to overlook. Have a picture, a mental image or sense of yourself in your neutral state. And see if you can notice that this part of you too thrives with love. Maybe this part needs a hug. Continuing to wish yourself well, including this aspect of yourself that perhaps you're not so enamored about. Staying connected to your body, especially to any feelings of ease, warmth, pleasant feelings that you feel in any part of your body, perhaps around the chest or palms of the hands. Maybe noticing if it's harder to sustain the metta. Or maybe there's no difference at all. Maybe the quality of the metta changes slightly. Just noticing without judgment how you relate to the more neutral image of yourself. If you find the metta is starting to dissipate, then feel free to go back to the loved version of yourself. Or if you would like to continue, we can bring up some aspect of ourselves that we maybe don't always connect with in a loving way. Part of ourselves we reject or condemn, or just tend to ignore, deny. Just noticing yourself with these qualities that you maybe don't really respect. And perhaps noticing that this being, this part of you, is actually suffering in some way and still deserves love. Perhaps needs loving kindness even more. So see if you can reach out to this part of yourself, this version of yourself that you tend to reject, that you don't like very much. And wish this part of you well. Knowing that everybody, without exception, has qualities or identifies with qualities they don't like or cause them to suffer in some way. Notice if you need to articulate those words a little more clearly or persistently. Perhaps you can just continue to allow the metta to flow, whatever works for you. Expressing genuine goodwill to the more difficult part of yourself. And holding any feelings that arise in loving kindness, with tenderness and warmth. Perhaps offering yourself comfort. Maybe changing the phrases to something like, it's okay. I accept you. You have my trust and respect. May I be happy. May I be free. And now, gently bringing to mind someone you love, someone who lights you up, you feel a lot of natural metta towards. It may be someone close to you or someone sitting in the same room or next door in your home. And start wishing them well, allowing the metta to spread from your heart to theirs. And continuing to spread loving kindness to everyone who's here today, who's meditating with us, as our spiritual friends, companions on the path. May we all be happy. May we be safe. May we be healthy. May we be at peace. Recognizing that everyone in this room has beautiful qualities. And of course, still has greed, craving, aversion or anger and delusion as well. Imperfect beings still walking the path. May all beings, all parts of each one of us be happy. Be peaceful. Be safe and at ease. Allowing the loving kindness to keep on spreading beyond your own home into this Zoom room and further afield. Spreading to all beings in your country. All beings in the continent you're living in right now. All beings, human or non-human, visible or invisible, beings who are currently in a good frame of mind, acting with kindness, with generosity and in harmless ways. And all beings who have somehow lost touch with the goodness inside and who may be behaving in ways that we sometimes do with anger or impatience, even causing harm. May all beings, whether we like them and approve of them, feel neutral towards them, or sometimes feel contempt. May all beings, wherever they are, however they behave, may they be happy, free from suffering. May they learn to live with loving kindness in their hearts. Imagining our combined loving kindness, embracing all beings on this planet Earth, maybe beyond, like a huge, fleecy, soft blanket of love, bringing comfort, safety, and peace to all beings. Beings others have even forgotten about or don't know exist, leaving no one out. So keeping this perception of all beings, see if you can also stay connected to yourself, to your body, and any feelings in your body. The mind is wide or wider than the world. So I chant the final blessing to end the meditation. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe buta, sabbe pugala, sabbe atabawa pariyapana, sabba itiyo, sabbe purisa, sabbe ariya, sabbe anaviya, sabbe deva, sabbe manusa, sabbe vinipadika, awe vahontu, abhyapaja hontu, aniga hontu, sukhiyatanam pariharantu, dukha munjantu, yadalada sampatito, maui gajantu, kamasaka. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good. It's nice to have a stretch at the end, isn't it? Good, very good. You all stayed, I think. That's lovely. Nice to see some smiling faces. Nice to see Amalsha again after a long time. Really nice. Hi. Hope you're doing well. And Sean's little one came down for the chanting. Nice. She must be curious about what's going on. Why is Daddy sitting there completely still? But at least he's peaceful. It's a good vibe. Great. So, yeah, we only have a few minutes left, but If you wish to stay on, if we do run over and you wish to stay on, you're welcome. If you wish to leave at 9, that's also fine. 10 in UK. So there's time for any questions or feedback or anything you'd like to share. Please raise your virtual hand, or if you prefer, if you're feeling a bit shy, you can write it in the chat. Can be just a word or a question. Interesting. She became quieter and calmer whilst we were meditating. That's wonderful. I'm sure she's only 2 or so, right? 2 years? No, not even. 1.5? I'm getting close. 1 and 8 months. Yes. Excellent. Oh. Good. Did you manage to send metta to some part of you that I should really start with the easy bit? To the part of you you like? Was it different when you turned to the neutral part? Okay, coming to John for some feedback. Hi, John.
Hello. So I found that the neutral person inside of me was really hard to find. Really things I could connect with in positive or harder things. But yeah. The middle was really lost.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah. I think that's in a way not surprising. A lot of us actually find it hard to have neutral feelings. We either have strong feelings, strongly positive or strongly negative. And so having a sort of neutral feeling can be, yeah, a little bit, what's the word? Well, just not really there. Like we don't really have that. And even if we do connect with the neutral part, it's harder, I think, for many people to sustain their attention on that, because again, there's nothing really grabbing your attention, right? But I find it quite easy, interestingly, to find myself in the neutral way, because a lot of my life, I think I'm sort of fueled by good intentions, but my behavior, it's like, it's not really positive or negative. I'm just busy. And I found the busy part of me was probably my neutral part. I don't really dislike it and I don't really like it. It's just, I'm going about my day. It's kind of, I suppose, what I'd think of as sort of mundane. And it can swing to feeling happy about what I'm doing or feeling a little bit agitated. But I found that quite helpful, actually, the sort of day-to-day version of myself. Yeah. I don't know what anybody else found. Thank you for guiding an amazing session of metta to the self. Sometimes we forget to do good. I felt so peaceful in a long time. Thank you so much. Wonderful. I'll come to vegan as well. Can you unmute?
I'm on mute. Hello. I found I had to start with just, what I'm calling negative, that's not fair. I had to start with a sad part of myself straight away. It came up like that. It was literally just there as soon as it started. And it got more intense as it went on.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the part of ourselves that needs the metta comes up, and that's beautiful. I'm glad you went with it. Yeah.
Interesting. It shows you can't really just shove these things to one side and hope they never appear, because they don't.
Yeah, exactly that. And it wouldn't be wise to try and shove them, even if you could, you know. But yeah, you can't actually, because they'll keep coming up. They'll start screaming, hey, I need attention, like a child, isn't it? You know, if you just ignore a child who wants you to pick them up, they'll start to get desperate and cling onto your leg and, you know, get really upset. So it's the same with these parts of ourselves. You know, we often don't give them the attention they need. So it's wonderful that you had the space for that. Yeah.
You don't realise how much it plays out in the background in your life either until you really start to investigate it.
That's really true, because I find that, you know, things like sadness, unless we can be quite vulnerable with them, you know, and show up with them, together with them, it can turn into a kind of hardening, can't it? And we sort of try to cope, so we put on this sort of shield. And actually, when we sit to meditate and we don't need that shield anymore, we realize underneath that sort of hardness there's actually sadness, or just a feeling. Sometimes it can be sadness that we've neglected ourselves, you know, we've not really tapped into that part of ourselves or noticed that part of ourselves for a long time. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing something very real. Excellent. You. I'll come to Johnny and then the last couple of comments now before we close. Hi.
Hi. I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a really creative twist on metal. It reminded me a lot of internal family systems. I don't know if you've come across that. It's a kind of psychotherapy that looks at how different characters within ourselves kind of interact and conflict with each other. And then if you can get them talking to each other and sorting things out, then you can heal.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Did you find that you could get them talking? Like, was it almost with the difficult side that the sort of loving side would be talking to the difficult side?
I think perhaps you overestimate the clarity with which I was able to settle into that.
So basically, I
don't know. I was kind of sleepy.
Yeah.
One thing that I thought was quite interesting an interesting kind of jamming on the idea. I think in some Tibetan practices, they use equanimity as kind of looking at different people in our lives and then seeing that at the base, their intention is to be happy and avoid suffering. And in that way, they're equal. And I was just thinking that with this practice that you've presented, even for the negative or neutral parts of ourselves, perhaps it could be possible to even see the positive quality within them.
Yeah.
Such that, I mean, if for example, there's anger, it is perhaps trying to make us happy and avoid suffering in some way.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if it's possible to kind of then maybe emptiness, the emptiness of whether it's a positive or negative part of us by kind of refabricating the qualities we see in them. I don't know.
No, that's taking it to a much more a deeper level, actually, and seeing that all of these things are essentially empty. Like you say, they're fabricated, they arise from causes, they're there for a reason. There's nothing inherently bad or good. Of course, they can lead to wholesome or unwholesome actions. But I think that's really skillful. I mean, often anger is actually a sense of injustice or a sense of despair at the injustice in the world, right? And, you know, it is a certain energy. And I wouldn't say it's kind of useful in that raw form if we act from a place of anger, but it can kind of show us where our values lie. And some of those values can be very beautiful. And so if we can have compassion to that part of ourselves, which is angry, then the anger can actually change into something much more proactive, you know, in a really positive way that is based more on compassion, because compassion is a very, very strong force too. People think you need anger because it's strong and powerful, but you can have powerful compassion as well, much more powerful because it sustains itself. Anger burns itself out. So yeah, that's a lot there and really interesting. Thank you for that feedback and comment.
Thank you.
I'm great that you have so many insights during the metta practice, because I do feel metta is an incredibly insightful meditation, because we're really working directly with perception and how perception colours our world and the way we relate to even the so-called unwholesome things. Yeah, to bring out the beauty in that. Okay, I'm just going to quickly go through, because we are at 10 o'clock. Okay. Appreciated how moonlight metta doesn't harm the creatures of the night. Okay. Moonlight is lovely. Moonlight is beautiful, isn't it? Often we think of sun as a sort of symbol for metta, but moonlight's very lovely too. I nearly always get awareness of a tantric concord. Do you mean consort? When I give myself to metta meditation, it happened again today. Okay. I don't relate to that because I don't really know what you mean, but okay, if it happened, as long as it's not leading to something like lust, because that would be an enemy to the metta, to the loving kindness. It's interesting, isn't it, how our mind sort of visualizes metta and what sort of associations we have with it. So it's something to explore. Thank you. That was helpful and beautiful. My meditation was disturbed by external factors, but I really soaked up the beautiful chant at the end and looking forward to meditating with this recording this evening. It'll be different every time. Sorry, I need to go. Thank you. Powerful meditation, beautiful chanting. Wishing you a beautiful, quiet day after this. Thank you so much, Susie. And if you've gone already, wish you a good day either way, whether you're here or you've gone. So, yeah. Lovely to see you all. Really lovely. It's a nice start, I think, for our little retreat here. Nice start for me to connect with you all and such a big group. So, yeah, I think we'll just end there. There's a little message in the chat about donations, and I will just say that we're being very well supported. We have a couple of projects coming up to build some cooties, which are like nuns' meditation huts, and also an outdoor office, which we can't actually build where we wanted to build it, so it probably won't be as big or as well resourced, but for now we can have something without the need for planning permission. So we're going to have a few little outbuildings fairly soon, so we are raising funds for that. And there's also a video coming out tomorrow made by a friend of ours from Handful of Leaves in Singapore. She came to take footage over here in March last year, like a week after we moved in, and she's made a little documentary with a lot of me going on and on and on. That's my perception. That's the slightly negative on neutral side. Neutral and bit going on and on. Anyway, that's her choice to put so much in there. And also Venerable Upeka, and also some footage with Ajahn Brahm talking about the project, how it started from the very beginning to now. So check out our YouTube channel tomorrow on that. And yeah, Matthias has put it in, and support it if you can. And also Ajahn Brahm's events are currently registering. We've got probably quite a lot of people already registered, not yet half full, but getting there. So he's coming to England in June. So that's all for me. And there'll be no sutta next Friday. Minori will do the metta chanting on Wednesday, and there'll be a metta meditation next Saturday at the end of this retreat. So next Saturday, we'll see if we have extra metta. We'll probably be spreading metta out to the whole world, I imagine, after our little one-week retreat. So take care, everyone, and we'll unmute you so you can hear each other's voices and we can wave goodbye.